Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment is the founder and president of eBootcamp Incorporated. This is an education company that provides people with the knowledge and skills to effectively market their business on the web. Corey Perlman quickly transforms business owners, entrepreneurs, and company employees into internet marketing propeller heads. That's his phrase. He's the author of eBootcamp, Proven Internet Marketing Techniques to Grow Your Business, which is a number one Amazon.com bestseller and in major bookstores all over the world. Joining us on the line from Troy, Michigan, to tell us more about the new book and internet marketing techniques that he's using is Corey Perlman. Corey, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
Just to lay the groundwork, tell us, if you would, about your career beginnings, what led you to consolidating your unique approach to internet marketing.
Sure. The whole thing basically started when I was at Florida State University down south there, and I'm sure there's a lot of your audience members booing and hissing when I say Florida State, but that's okay. learning basically about the internet back in sort of the late 90s and such, and figuring the whole thing out. A lot of acronyms used, and just very confusing language as far as I was concerned. I didn't really get it, and then not until we decided to my mentor Dale Brill, who was the dean of e-commerce for GM, which is what brought me from Florida to Michigan. We went on a tour teaching the internet and e-commerce to car dealers, and very quickly we needed to learn how to simplify what we were teaching to make sure that it didn't go over their heads as it was going over my head when it was originally taught to me. And so quickly we learned how to do that, and found that this stuff's not that complicated and not that intimidating, and some very easy and simple techniques can be used on the web to really drive traffic and drive business for small business owners. And so through those tours with GM, it was going fantastically well. We were in the Wall Street Journal, Fast Company magazine. It was just going phenomenal. And wow. Before September 11th hit, 2001, and everything changes, everybody knows. And specifically for the car industry, it really went downhill around that point. And so everything stopped, and I left GM soon after that. But I kept teaching these internet marketing boot camps, as I called them, e-boot camps, to all kinds of different professions, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, investors, anyone who would listen, pretty much. And each audience got it, and their eyes would just open up wide when we talk about blogs or we talk about their website optimization, getting up on Google, and they were really understanding it. And so I figured if we could keep teaching it to individuals, why couldn't it work in book form? And so I took the strategies that we were teaching in the boot camp, put it in the book, and that's kind of how we got here today.
Corey, is there one thing, just broadly speaking, that many small business marketers just don't really get about how to leverage the internet for their own small business?
Well, I think it's more about where to begin. It's a daunting task when you hear internet marketing,
yes,
or social media or social networking. It just sounds so broad, and I think the initial thought in small business owners' heads is, well, now I'm going to have to spend my days working on my blog or twittering on Twitter or whatever the case may be. But it's not the case. You know, what I suggest for folks out there is to spend, you know, roughly an hour or so out of their day, as they would if they were in the advertising space or any other arm of their business, and you focus on certain strategies. And in the book, I have 17 chapters, essentially, and each one is just a different strategy. And you can work on one or another, and they all essentially get you to the same goal, which is driving more traffic or leads to your business.
Okay, and you're starting to touch on the book and what's inside it. The book is eBootcamp. I wanted to find out a little bit more, dig inside the covers. What can we expect to find there?
Yeah, I start out, the first half of the book is all about your website, so and winning the Google game. And I say Google because obviously they're the 700-pound gorilla or 800, whatever that phrase is.
yeah.
It means to all the other search engines as well. But I talk about winning the Google game and talk that it's not an exact science. Anyone who says to you, you know, I can rank you number one here or number one there, is really, that's not accurate, because, and I'll just give you an example of kind of where search is right now. David, if you searched the word Java And I got this, by the way, from Bruce Clay, who's a fantastic internet marketer himself, but he used this example. If you search the word Java on your computer, and I search the word Java, we might get different results back from Google because of our behavior or how we've searched in the past. So you might get coffee results because you're a coffee connoisseur, and I might get technology applications because I'm a nerd. So it really depends upon how you search. So gone are the days where you're going to rank in a specific ranking on every single computer. So people shouldn't worry so much about where exactly they rank, and more about how they rank across the board. And that's just by optimizing your website to the best of your ability. So the first half of the book is really about that. For example, and I'd like to give your audience a couple of real strategies here, and I'll just give you one from the book.
Please.
Is tweaking your homepage content to make sure that you have your critical keyword phrases in the content of your website. So what are those critical keyword phrases? Well, it's whatever the strangers out there, when they go on Google, don't know who you are, and are about to type in Google, what are they typing? And figure out those words, and then get those words in your website. So what you want to do now, and this is for anyone out there, I'm officially turning people into nerds. It's also my mission here. Next time you're at a cocktail party, networking event, you guys are kind of talking, back and forth, ask them the question, hey, I've got a question for you. This is my business. If you were on Google, how would you search for my business?
Yeah.
And shut up and listen.
Yeah, really put on their hands.
What you find is people will tell you words that you may have not thought of in your own business because they don't know it as well as you do. And so for me, I might think it might be SEO or internet optimization, but it may not be. It might be tips for blogging or how to tweet or whatever the case may be. It might be something completely different than I may have thought.
Yes. Are there tools online that one can use to help with this keyword selection process?
Definitely. Google's got a great keyword suggestion tool. You can just go into Google and type in keyword suggestion tool, and they'll be number one on their own search engine, of course. But there are others out there that some are free, some are pay for. But what they'll do is if you type in, let's just say you typed in candy store, it will provide you all of the words that are also searched with those words, the most common words. So that's a really great tool. And there's another tool that I'll give you, a resource that will evaluate your homepage and tell you which words are used most frequently. And that website is monsterwebpromotion.com. So www.monsterwebpromotion.com.
Beautiful.
And there you just click on the tools link, and you'll see a bunch of free resources, one of which is the Keyword Density Analyzer. You type in your URL or your website address, and it'll literally analyze your homepage content for you for free.
So it goes ahead and crawls in when you tell it to and reports back how well you're doing.
No, instantaneously, it just tells you it basically shows you all of the words you have on your website and then how many times each of those words is used.
So, okay.
So it might be the word Michigan, where I'm from. I might have that 8 times on my page, and I might have the word, Troy, my city, 3 times, things of that nature.
Corey, when you do this, is it a page-by-page scenario, or will it look through the whole site?
It actually just does page by page. So I'd start with your home page first, and then you can use some of the other product pages. Google will analyze your entire site, but your home page obviously gets a lot of weight. I kind of compare it to like your home. Your home page is your living room, and the other pages are kind of like the bedrooms. So what do you show people first when you're showing your house, right? You show them your living room.
Yeah, we're visiting with Corey Perlman, the website www.ebootcampbook.com. Just like it sounds. His blog is www.corey, Corey Perlman, that's Perlman.com. When you set out to write the book, and I think you have hit on some of this as well, how did you want the form of it to show up differently in the market space than maybe some of the other books that address these subjects?
Bottom line is and somebody actually said this to me, is that they said, there's a lot of internet marketing books out there, but this is the first internet marketing book for you and me. And what they meant by that is it's not for well-experienced or people who have been doing internet marketing since the internet began and things of that nature. I just came from a conference where a lot of sophisticated internet marketers, it's not a book for them. It's for everyone else out there, the small business owners, the pottery store owner, the real estate agent, the person within the company that people are leaning to for search engine marketing and social media advice. It's for that individual. And so it's in layman's terms. It's very action-oriented, too, and it's quick. Everybody's saying it's a quick read. It's 200 pages. You can get it done in a three-hour air flight. And, you know, it's got outlines for you that, so when I talk about blogs, I actually will set up a worksheet for you so that you know exactly how to create your first post. And then a walkthrough. Go to Blogger or WordPress.com. Start your blog. Enter your first post, literally step by step. So at the end of the day, it's great to know these things, but if you're not doing them, I wasn't able to help you. So
yeah.
I do the best I can to force you to take action inside the book.
Particularly maybe for some baby boomers, as one example, there may be a little bit of a deer in headlights freeze that happens around any of this stuff. So that's beautiful that you've kind of put it in a form that's more actionable and helps us get comfortable with it.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I mentioned earlier, the first half of the book is all about internet marketing and your own website. The second half of the book is about creating a web presence. So gone are the days when you just have one source to hope that it rises up on the Google rankings. I don't like to be on Google. I like to dominate my Google rankings, if I can use that. So, you know, if you have critical keywords that are local to your area, it's great to have your website come up, maybe your blog, your LinkedIn profile, maybe your an article or a press release that you wrote. All of these different things have just as much opportunity to show up on Google and the other search engines as your website. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. So the bigger you can create your web presence, the more opportunity people have to find you and eventually, you know, use your products or service.
Corey, you're in Michigan, Troy, Michigan. Aside from the fact that we're dealing with perhaps one of the more challenging economic recessions since the 30s, you're located in an area that is perhaps in a depressed state economically. What are you seeing? What are you hearing from small business people there? Give us a sense of the street.
Sure. You know, one thing about Michigan is we've been dealing with this economic crisis long before. When others were in the boom, we were still in the bust. So we've kind of almost gotten a little used to this environment. But Michigan folks, just as I think I would say the same for everyone out there, are resilient and are evolving and need to. And I'm seeing that in the marketplace, thank goodness. And I think we were a little late to the game, some of the auto industry folks and such, that, you know, gone are the days that you rely on offline marketing to have a successful business. You got to be online. You got to have a web presence, every single business. I'm talking to every single person out there. And, you know, ignoring it is not obviously the best thing to do. And so folks here are learning how to do it and how to do it cost effectively, because at the end of the day, I couldn't dare go to somebody in my economy here and say, you know, pay me $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 to do this for you. They just don't have that kind of money. So what are they doing? They're rolling up their sleeves, they're putting a little work in, and they're getting some of it done themselves. I'm not saying anything negative about the professionals out there that the SEO guys out there will do it for you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you don't have the bucks to do that, this book is for you. Roll up your sleeves, spend some time on the internet, and grow your business online. And that's simply put, and people are doing it. I had a case here, a Pilates studio in Plymouth, Michigan here, who, despite the economy, has had her best year in 2008, and she said it was because of the e-boot camp material that she read and digested and did, that's where she was getting the majority of her members.
Making it actionable, yeah. Are you encountering many folks that are directly affected by the auto industry, perhaps workers that were employees? And if so, is there an appetite for them to move into the small business space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're seeing that. I've got a colleague here in Michigan who is kind of the middle person for franchise connections, you know, connecting people to become franchisors.
Yeah, an intermediary, sure.
Yeah, he's having a boom in his business. So
wow.
It's absolutely happening here. And even folks who are not small business owners, but eventually will be. I mean, everyone needs to know how to create a presence on the web, regardless if you're a small business owner or not, because, yeah, you know, either one day you're going to want to be able to have that opportunity for yourself or for your company. So it's sort of a skill, kind of like sales. We all need it. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's at the core, and it's an ongoing activity. Corey, what else are you doing? Other activities, speaking, writing, et cetera. Tell us a little bit more about Corey Perlman.
Well, as much as I absolutely love to write, my true passion is speaking and teaching and educating. So any opportunity to teach the original e-bootcamp workshop. And that really the difference between that and the book is we'll actually, you know, we talk about, for example, your title tag, which is one of the key sentences that show up on Google. So I tell you and I show you how to write a title tag in the book. If you come to a workshop or a boot camp, you actually, we can talk about your title tag and make sure that it's 100% right there and in the perfect sentence for your business. So we've got one coming up in Atlanta on May 9th, which is Saturday.
So these are live events. They're not virtual events per se, are they?
It's a live event. Yeah, we're going to have people in the room. You're going to be able to network with folks. I'll be there. It's a full day. I lock everybody in the room, and we get some serious work done there.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. And it's $149. You can register with that. It's actually the web address is the ebootcamp.com/seminars with an S. And that'll get you to the more information about that and such. So
perfect.
Yeah, if people want to come join us for a day, it's going to be a fantastic event. So,
do you have an ongoing schedule of these?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which you've mentioned, ebootcampbook.com. Will take you to the same site as ebootcamp.com.
So okay.
It's the same site.
Very cool. Corey, thanks for your time on the show. Corey Perlman has been our guest. The website, www.ebootcampbook.com. His blog is Corey Perlman. That's PERLMAN.com. Corey with a C. Corey, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing everyone out there in cyberspace.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.